Hey, this is Jen Verheeren one more time. I've included writing rituals in the performance project because so many of my one-on-one clients have found them to be extremely helpful. A ritual is an act or series of acts regularly repeated in a precise manner. You may not have thought before about having a ritual as a mindset mastery tool, but there is scientific evidence that rituals can actually help us jump higher, run faster, ride better, and solve problems more efficiently. How can this be? Doing something repeatedly in the same way allows you to become more present mentally and more aware of your physical state. Some sports psychologists at the University of Toronto ran a study a few years ago. Their hypothesis was that rituals help us perform better by controlling our anxiety and minimizing brain sensitivity to personal failure. To make a long story short, they found that the brain showed reduced activation in response to perceived personal failures after completing a ritual. They found by measuring brain activity that a regularly practiced ritual can actually decrease anxiety. I know this seems crazy, but I've tried it myself and with my clients, and it works. Rituals can help you stay focused and grounded. They can help keep your mind from getting distracted by things you cannot control. Rituals can help you push on in the face of adversity. This is why I include it as a mindset mastery tool. Many riders think of the things they do to get ready at a show, like grooming, tacking up, or braiding. They think of these things as rituals. This is fantastic. I encourage them to be clear and intentional about how they perform those tasks and to let the people around them know that there are certain times during a show or a clinic that are sacred. There may be times when you need to be alone or just with your horse. These times are great opportunities to begin to employ ritual as a performance tool. A ritual can be a yoga pose, a certain way you hang your clothes, a visualization you do before every ride, or a special way you tie your shoes. It can be a particular song you listen to, the way you groom your horse, or the order in which you tack up. Mental rehearsal can also be a ritual. A ritual can be anything, really, as long as it's something that you can repeat and you're able to do when you need to get focused, present, and grounded. What makes a ritual effective is that it's a behavior or set of behaviors that is done in a prescribed way with presence and deliberation. It gives you an opportunity to focus your mind and your body at the same time on a particular action. This has been proven to make you more resilient, but I feel the real value in it is that it helps you access that energetic calm that you want to access in order to get into the zone. You can shift from fear to power by performing a ritual that's meaningful only to you. Choose a daily ritual and begin to do it with deliberation and with the intent of creating peace and calm in your day. Then you can begin to apply it or come up with other rituals to perform in more stressful situations like windy days, shows, or at clinics. Play with this, and as always, have fun with it.